Welcome to the College Prep Genius Radio Show, where we can answer all your questions about getting college for free. Today, your host is Jean Burke, the author of College Prep Genius, The No-Brainer Way to SAT Success, and you can find her at collegeprepgenius.com. And I'm the moderator, Felice Gerwitz. Welcome. Well, hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is another episode of College Prep Genius Radio with Jean Burke. And this is episode number 25, the ABCs to Finding College Money. And we have another episode on financial aid that's podcast number 24. And you can find all of these broadcasts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Just look for that College Prep Genius logo for the website, or you can go to collegeprepgenius.com/podcast and look for this podcast, the ABCs to Finding College Money. And today, Jean is going to be giving away a free ebook, and we are going to be giving you that access code in just a minute. But we want to thank our sponsor, which is College Prep Genius. You should sign up for their e-zine to stay up to date on all of the information about the upcoming changes to the SAT and all of the groundbreaking work that Jean has done to help us to be able to find out exactly what we need to know for the upcoming test changes, and as well as the test changes that have already happened with the PSAT. So we have some amazing shows in the lineup that are coming up and are going to be dealing with all of those. But now it's time to get ready for our show. And now here we are with our resident expert, Jean Burke. Welcome, Jean.
Thanks for having me, Felice. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm excited to talk about the ABCs of finding college money. And we have two parts, really, in this series. The first was the ABCs of financial aid, and we talked about that and getting out some information timely. And try to get ahead of the pack. And here we're going to continue on with finding that college money, and we are going to be talking about a little bit more about having a game plan and some of the things that we need to know as students, as parents who are helping our students get into college. And that is, the first, which is three questions to ask colleges about money. So what do we need to know so that we have the correct questions to ask?
Well, you know, as we were talking about in the other segment, part one, we were talking about what financial need was or financial aid. And you know, when it comes down to it, you know, there are two parts. One is your gift aid. That's the money that falls into scholarship money or grants. And then you have your self-help, which falls under the loans and the work study and that type of program. And so knowing that, when you go to a college or whether you're talking with the financial aid department and you're wanting to know about the money, the first thing you really want to ask them is, what percentage of need do you meet? Very, very important, because there are actually about 400 colleges that will actually have anywhere from 80 to 100% of need be met, which means you're basically, you know, in many cases, you don't have to pay any money at all. The second question I think is very important is, what percentage of the money that you give out is gift aid, and which percentage is self-help? And of course, the third very important thing to ask when you're speaking with colleges and you're considering going to certain colleges, how long does the average student take to graduate from your school? Because, you know, when you think about it, you know, if a four-year education ended up being a six-year, you know, the average student graduated in 6 years, certainly that cost, the cost of college goes up, you know, a huge amount. So that's really, really important, because I think a lot of people don't realize that in some cases it's not your standard for your college, just because of the way the degrees are set up and just the curriculum in general. So that's really, really important. And I think that's going to help you make some decisions when it comes to, is this college the best fit for my child, or is this college the financial package that they're going to give us, you know, it may seem like a good deal, but then again, if in the long run it takes longer to get through the school, then ultimately I really maybe didn't save that kind of money that I thought I would.
So what does it mean to take longer to get to the school? Is it because they offer graduate programs and most people will graduate with a master's, or it's just the classes are harder so you can't take as many credit hours?
In many cases, it's because the classes are harder. And so maybe instead of taking your standard 12, 13 hours, maybe the average student only can take about 8 hours just because of the workload. So that really depends on the school. So that's just a question that you need to be aware of that you can ask them. Because I think it's one of the things that you don't think about when you do enroll your child in a school. You're just thinking, okay, well, they're going to, you know, they'll be through in 4 years. And that necessarily isn't the case in so many times.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. Okay, so again, we want to get understand some of the vocabulary and the language involved. And so let's talk about merit aid and what that is in relation to finding that college money.
When you're talking about merit aid, when it comes to financial need, merit means this is not based on your income. This is based on simply, as it says, merit. And that merit could be, you know, your test scores, which, you know, I'm a big proponent on. You know, I've been doing this for 11 years, teaching kids to get high test scores, because certainly you're going to get more money, because the higher the scores, the more money, because that's how colleges get their rankings. But merit aid could also be in the form is in your children. It could be athletic scholarships. It's based on their, you know, how well they do in their sport. It could be music. It could be band. This is where a lot of times people come to me and they'll say, you know, we don't fall under low income. So what do we do? And I say, well, get your scores up. That's what's going to get you the scholarship money.
Right. And, you know, that's a great way to do it. And also, I know a great program I can recommend called College Prep Genius.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, have you heard of it? Yeah. And yes. I was really excited, you know, that I was able to look at my son's scores on one of our podcasts. So, you know, he did really good on the PSAT, so that was exciting. And that was using your old program and not, you know, the revamp. So it still works as is, Jean. And then there is, after merit aid, there is need-based. And what is that?
Well, need-based, as it sounds, is based on your need. You know, we talked about earlier, how do you determine need? You take the COA minus the ESC is what's going to equal your need. Or, in other words, cost of attendance minus your estimated family contribution is what's going to be your need. So no matter what income you fall in, you know, there's always going to be need no matter what once you take that calculator. But need-based doesn't mean that you're poor. What's for the needy or the destitute. Need-based just means what is going to be what you pay. And sometimes, you know, it could be a grant, you know, the FAFSA can help you figure out what your need is as well. So no matter what income you fall in, you know, everybody, no matter how much money you have, wants to pay as little as possible. So that's why it's really important to understand that calculator so that your need comes out to be more than, you know, then basically where you don't fall into any eligibility at all.
Right, right. And we have information about of how to understand that calculator on the podcast 24, and I'll also put it on this podcast number 25, you know, websites that can help you figure out that formula before you fill out any kind of financial aid packages. Well, when we come back from this quick break, we're going to talk about the formula for getting more money. We'll be right back.
With College Prep Genius, free college can happen to you. That's right. It's never too early to start thinking about test prep to secure your future. Imagine getting free tuition, room and board, free grad school, and more based on your SAT score. College Prep Genius is the key to free. This award-winning, nationally featured program teaches students the logic behind the SAT. You'll learn to answer every question in 30 seconds, raise your score as much as 600 points, and go to the college of your dreams for free. Visit collegeprepgenius.com to know more.
Well, hi and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwick, and this is podcast 25, the ABCs of Finding College Money with Jean Burke. And Jean, we are going to talk about the formula for getting more money. And obviously, this is more money for college education. So what can you tell us about that?
Well, I think the first thing is you have to understand your adjusted gross income. And that in itself has to be reduced, you know, when you're doing your EFC calculator. Obviously, the lower the EFC, the more money that you get. And as we said earlier, that falls under parent income, parents' net worth, the student's income, the student's net worth, how big your household is, and if you happen to have other kids in college. So certainly some of those things can be reduced. And one of the things is that I don't know if families know this, but your students' assets count very heavily toward the EFC, toward your family contribution. So it's always a good idea about a year before, you know, college to, you know, make sure that your child either spends that money or transfer it somewhere else, like, for example, to the parent, just because it will go against your child's education. And, that, and you know, we want our kids to be able to start in life without debt. We want them to have, you know, a foundation when they leave college. And so having to use all their money toward their EFC that they've been working for and putting away, you know, can set a lot of families back. So you want to make sure you do that. Another thing, too, is what's called the CSS exposure. That is a college fellowship. And, you know, families can check into that to help, you know, certainly reduce the money as well. And I think just understanding that the money out there is not just for the poor. And probably most of us fall somewhere in that middle income range where we don't make enough money, but yet to get a lot of the financial needs, but yet we don't make enough money to actually have college money saved ahead. So that is why it's important that you reduce your EFC to where you can actually get more need.
Right. And, you know, that was really eye-opening for me to realize that middle income families have that availability, and also looking for those special college opportunities that are available. And what are some of those?
Well, there's a lot of opportunities that can yield scholarship money, and that are things like the ROTC. There are campus jobs. There are work-study programs. There's so many ways that your child can reduce their tuition or even get free college based on these opportunities. And it's good to look at the colleges and to look around and see what they have going on. I know I talked about before when we did the Secrets to Scholarship search, talked about volunteering even while you're in college can often yield more scholarship money. So, you know, don't be afraid to go ask and see what's out there. I think one of the things is people, they don't go and find out and say, hey, what can I do? How can I get more money? You know, what can you do to help me? Believe me, there is this money out there, but so much of it goes unused just because we don't know to ask or we don't know what's out there. So, you know, right. You sometimes have to be a little detective and you kind of have to do some work on your own. Sometimes you have to dig around for it. But, you know, it's actually worth it where you don't end up having to spend 20 years of your life paying off college loans.
Right. And that's the thing, too. A friend was telling me that her son played the violin and was very musically inclined and did some, you know, dual-enrolled college programs that had a special arm of music. He was able to play and do some things. Well, because he had done so much you know, playing through the years, they had met some benefactors, and one lady in particular was fairly wealthy, and she gave this particular student some money for college. She had a foundation and a fund set up for that. It wasn't like she just handed him a check. And so, you know, they knew of this lady but didn't clue in till later. Oh, my gosh. This is the lady, and it's her foundation. And so they were, you know, it was just out of the course of doing some volunteer work and meeting some of the patrons, but not really realizing that these patrons had a foundation set up for college students that were local. So, you know, these kinds of things, and it was not just a little bit of money, it was quite a bit. She was telling me it was in the thousands, and that really helped offset for them because they have quite a few children. So this was, and they had another child in college at the time. So, again, something that they had no way of knowing or preparing for, but it was something that happened because of, like you said, the volunteering. And also, from what I'm understanding, the more community involvement and volunteering that your student does, that also gives the college the insight that your student is going to work hard and, and isn't all self-absorbed. You know, if you go with, and I think that's why sometimes they have these programs that are the required credits, you know, and things that that you do. And, you know, some of ours are church-based, but others are volunteer. So, you know, things like even the Habitat for Humanity, which is very big here, and I know they have that all over the place. But even volunteering on places like that, is something that's really good and looks really good on a college application form.
Right. Oh, absolutely. There's so many opportunities out there. You just really, you know, just you have to ask in many cases. And, I've given away my book before, and I'll do it again. I have an e-book called 15 Secrets to Free College. And if you go on my website, collegeprepgenius.com, and just use the code radio, you can get that for free. And one of the things I talk about is, you know, there are 72 colleges that will give your child free college based on income. And, you know, that could start out between 40 to 60, 70,000. But they're actually, even you've got Princeton, who considers 140,000 low income, or Stanford, 125,000 low income. So, you know, as long as you get that SAT score and you get accepted, you know, you can even go to an Ivy League for free.
Very good. Very good to know. Okay, and then special state scholarships. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, and you mentioned this a little earlier, you know, even there in your state of Florida, which I've taught in many, many times, I love Florida. You got the best beaches. But, you know, you've got your bright futures that I think, like you say, you didn't really know much about. And I was actually shocked. As many times as I've taught there, and I've gone from anywhere from the top to Tallahassee to the bottom of Miami and taught, that many people were not aware of it or didn't understand it. And, you know, many of my students have gotten free college based on Bright Futures, or some of the colleges even met it and doubled it and gave completely everything for free. But you've got that there, which, again, check into it, because it really is based on, like, your test scores and certain things. You know, another, Georgia, for example, has what's called a Hope Scholarship. You know, I teach in Alaska, and they've got what's called the Alaska Performance Scholarship, and that's where basically you can get free college to just about any school in Alaska based on your test scores. And what's really interesting about Alaska is it's not just for a university. So maybe you have a student who wants to go more into the technical field, or maybe they want to become a mechanic or a hairdresser. That scholarship money actually pays for that school, so which is really unique for Alaska. Yeah, it's really cool for Alaska. You know,
well, it's funny. My daughter was looking at Alaska. I go, they don't have softball there. Just because it seems like it's, you know, like a destination. I go, it's not like Hawaii, a destination. She goes, oh, it would be just kind of cool to go to Alaska. I'm like, no. But we were laughing about that.
Is.
But, yeah. Can you imagine a Florida kid in Alaska, Jean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. About like a Texan. I mean, it is beautiful. And I've been blessed to go every time. They've had wonderful weather. And I love it there. It's great. And one of the things we have here in Texas, and there's we have lots of programs, like, you know, being an Aggie for free or going to various schools. But one of the things that I think people don't know of, if any of your listeners are here in Texas, and that is what's called the Texas Beyond Time Loan. And what that means is your student would take out what's called a 0% loan. And if they graduate in 4 years, and they graduate with a 3.0, the loan is completely pardon. Absolutely nil, nil. And so a lot of people don't know that. And so I think whatever state you live in, look around. There's very possibly some kind of special scholarship just for your state. And so, you know, I've been to a lot of states, and I do a lot of research when I go there. But just off the top of my head, those are a few that I can think of.
Wonderful. And then what percentages of college give money based on test scores? Do you know that? Do you have that information?
Absolutely. It is about 85% of colleges will give you money because of your score. And what that tells me, and even though I've been doing teaching kids on how to ace the test for 11 years, it tells me that's where you should be putting your focus. You know, so many times, and I'm a big believer in getting sports scholarships and all those things, and there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, you got to keep in mind that not every sport will give you a full ride, and, you know, if your child were to get hurt, then, you know, you can lose your scholarship. So you really want a good backup plan, and that is why if you can get your scholarship based on your test scores, based on your merit, it can be unbelievable. And, you know my story of how we threw away 7 trash bags of college offers.
Right.
Because of scores, and that was from full ride, free tuition, room and board, basketball, everything. And it opened up my eyes to, you know, not only ultimately having a business, but just seeing people's lives change left and right by not knowing that, you know, basically if you put your time in on a score and on working on a test, if you can understand that it's a beatable test and that if you get a certain score, you can, you know, get a full ride. And you know, we see that happen, you know, so many times over 11 years. So that is why, even though I have a company that teaches you how to ace the test, even if you didn't use my company, if you have the knowledge of knowing that this is a way to get some unbelievable scholarship money, incorporate this into your school daily. Just go over a few test strategies. You know, start early, getting your kids prepared and figuring out their weaknesses and learning what they're doing wrong so that when they do get into the junior year or senior year, that they understand how to take a test and get those high scores. So, yes, that's sort of my battle cry because, you know, not only did it happen to us, you know, but, you know, I've seen it happen, you know, thousands of times. So make this test a priority.
All right. Very good. Well, Jean, thank you so much. I really appreciate your knowledge and information and sharing it with all of the listeners. And can't wait to hear what is next. You know, as always, we're updating our listeners on the changes in the SATs and the PSAT because a new PSAT rolled out in October of 2015, but also interested in having listeners email and let us know how your kids are doing on these test scores and any insights you may have. So thanks again, Jean. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for listening to the College Prep Genius Radio Show. You can find more episodes at collegeprepgenius.com/podcast or listen on iTunes, on your favorite podcast app, on your phone, on your computer, or on the go. Remember, visit collegeprepgenius.com for more information, and we'll see you soon.